USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump's campaign on Sunday appealed part of a ruling that clears the way for the battleground state of Pennsylvania to certify the November 3rd election Monday. In a court filing, the campaign asked the U.S. Third Circuit Judge Court of Appeals to review a decision by Obama-nominated U.S. District Judge Matthew Brand. Brand's ruling issued on Saturday described the case as based on strained legal arguments and speculative accusations. In a court filing, the Trump campaign said it was focused on its appeal of the narrow questioning of whether Brand improperly refused to let them amend their lawsuit a second time. Enhanced unemployment benefits and other programs established with the CARES Act back in March are set to expire at the end of 2020. A study from the Century Foundation released Wednesday found 12 million people will lose their federal and state unemployment benefits on December 26th unless another stimulus bill is passed. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year, with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined, I'm a member, my four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You could feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
U.S. COVID-19 vaccine program head Moncef Slaoui said the first Americans to receive a coronavirus vaccine could get it as soon as December 11th. Slaoui said, "Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or the 12th of December. All decisions are made and the train is running." After two hurricanes slammed into Central America recently, USAID is on the way to help.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The late game in the National Football League Sunday night had the defending Super Bowl champs avenging their only loss so far in the 2020 season. Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs went to Las Vegas and beat the Raiders 35-31. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid at the post-game press conference.
I've got Pat Mahomes, so I know you give me a minute and a half, and I'm pretty good back there, you know. So we can roll. But I mean, there's a time and a place for that. That wasn't the situation for it, but I thought we had plenty of time. You know, now if we didn't have enough time, I'd be sitting here probably telling you something different, but I thought we had enough time there to get rolling.
Raiders head coach John Gruden in his third year with the Southern Nevada team.
We've got to get these men out on the field and correct these problems, but I couldn't be more proud of our football team, and I wouldn't trade any of our players for anybody. The effort that they've given us is tremendous. We've got to eliminate the penalties, and that starts with me.
And some of the other games Sunday, the Titans over the Ravens, 30-24. The Browns get to 7-3 after beating the Eagles, 22-17. A rare mistake by Green Bay in overtime. A lost fumble cost them the game at the Colts, 34-31. And the Jets stay perfect, Lee bad, after losing to the Chargers, 34-28. Jets are 0-10 on the year. Monday Night Football has the L.A. Rams crossing the country and taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.